It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, it's mypigradio.com. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We've got Jeremy Matherly with us. Jeremy, Operation Restoring Hope. Tell us a little bit about this.
He's a Navy veteran, by the way.
Oh, we're going to get into all that. We need to. Jeremy is quite the fella here. So we're gonna learn all about him. Tell us what's going on though with Operation Restoring Hope.
Operation Restoring Hope is our way of giving back to the homeless veterans and their neighbors in the Texarkana, well, really the Bowie and Cass County area, collecting items from tents to tarps to feminine products, everything that we've learned over the last 60 days than the homeless need in our areas.
So, and it started off, you did this
about two months ago. Yeah. We did another operation
and found out that need to go
their needs
bit
are
deeper.
A lot deeper than what we thought they were.
And so addressing that now
is what we're doing now,
and that's what I wanted to get to, was the Warfighters Foundation.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know about why are you looking at me. I didn't.
Well, I've been looking at both of you. I'm
he
trying
to be like and explain it, John.
And go
like,
from here.
That's why we got a guest.
The Warfighter Community Foundation was started by my wife and I. We're both veterans. We're real heavily involved with Mission 22.
Another You're Navy. She was what?
Army.
Army.
Oh wow. Yep. That's a mix, Navy and Army.
Yeah, it is. Could have been worse. Could have been Navy and Marines.
Well, sure.
Well, wow, the Marines is the best army the Navy ever owned.
All of a sudden. And the Marines needed a ride everywhere, so they had the Navy.
There you go. But the Warfighter Community Foundation.
Yes. We're a soon-to-be nonprofit. We are registered with the state of Texas and the IRS, working along the lines to be a nonprofit. But our goal is to take care and concentrate on Texas veterans. I believe Texas has the largest amount of veterans in a one given area and in one given state. So we've taken Mission 22, who is another nonprofit fighting in veteran suicide, who's nationwide, and we're drawing our focus to Texas with our foundation to concentrate on Texas veterans.
And our local chapter, of course, really big into this with Mission 22. And you guys got the cars with the...
We've got the cars, because I also run a car club, and a lot of our guys, they're either veterans themselves or very dear friends of ours that are really close to us. Their son just graduated Marine boot camp about 2 months ago, and he's now stationed in California, so they're really heavily involved. They get to see it from the side of having a family member that's now a veteran, mm-hmm. so they kind of mm-hmm. see what we've gone through from different eyes, and it gives them a whole other perspective, mm-hmm. so we have a lot of support in the local area.
Yeah, oh yeah, and you're out at so many different events. I know the Mission 22, I think most folks are starting to become familiar with that, but it's roughly 22 veterans a day that take their lives.
Correct. Our veterans are coming home fighting a whole nother war that they're not prepared for. They're not willing to, in a lot of cases, come forward and admit to having an issue or even thinking they have an issue. A lot of veterans don't even realize it is an issue. But because of this, they are taking their own lives, and we're losing 22 plus every single day. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
An epidemic.
It is.
Well, and the fact that so many of them are in need of the items that you're talking about, the fact that they're in that situation, it just makes me sad, because they went and served and were ready to fight for our
You're taking
country.
These mental and emotional battles right. and that they're fighting.
Bring it back here, and they need help.
And now they're on the streets.
I did not realize until recently, I did not realize it was as bad as it is.
It is. It is very bad, and it's only getting worse.
It really is. And that's, I do a lot with Mission Texarkana.
Yes.
And JW and Anna have come down and volunteered, and, you know, with Church Under the Bridge down there. So I know for a fact that what you guys are doing is making a huge difference in this community.
So, we hope so, even if we can save one life.
But I want to cover a little bit more of what the items that we need and how folks can help. So you'll stick around with us a little bit here, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, hang around a little bit. We're going to play some Montgomery Gentry here. Something about hillbilly shoes, because it's a whole radio show thing we do. On 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com.
Right down
college. Roll on, Mississippi. Charlie Pride on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Jeremy Matherly in here with us. Again, when we're talking about Operation Restoring Hope, so, and this is going to be February 29th and March 26th.
Correct.
So a couple of different dates that you'll be distributing.
How's that work? We started this back in January, about the second, third week of January, and we're collecting items through March 26th.
I gotcha.
Facebook just doesn't let you do things like they used to, so you can only pick certain dates. So that's why you see those two dates out there. But no, we're collecting items from blankets to tents to large, medium tarps, feminine hygiene products, blankets, socks, everything that you could possibly think of, flashlights, batteries. And then on March 26th, we'll go out and we'll distribute those items. We're going to go help some of them set up some new tents that we get, tear mm-hmm. down the olds, and just make them feel at home the best we can and let them know that the community loves them.
That's right. That's right. And I see Cody from the mission. I see him here sharing stuff already, the video we did earlier. So that's good. And if folks wanted to get involved, how can they reach you, get in contact with you, or become actually even hook up with the Warfighters community?
They can visit our website, the warfightercommunityfoundation.com. Foundation is actually foundati.com. For whatever reason, they wouldn't let us put the O-N on there when we created the website. You can look us up on Facebook. You can personally look me up on Facebook. You can give me a call, 903-348-6229 at any time.
Again, that number?
903-348-6229.
Okay, and that's and can always get a hold of you. And really, it's tell us about the car club.
I run Mustang Syndicate U.S., East Texas Mustang Syndicate. Is a branch off of that here located in Texarkana. We've got about 20 chapters throughout the U.S. and a large chapter in Germany. And we started this car club kind of pre-existence to the Warfighter Community Foundation to better our communities, help communities. We started Feed the Homeless in South Dallas 2 years ago, prior to moving up here to Texarkana. But all of our chapters pick an organization, whether it's Children's Miracle Network, veteran groups, and they just pitch in and help every chance they get in all of our chapters.
Well, that's just awesome. I know, you know, I can't speak for the whole community, but I'll tell you that a large portion of it sure appreciates everything that you and your wife and everybody with Mission 22 is. Are there anybody you'd like to recognize with this program?
My wife, Christy Matherly, Joshua and Melissa Mills have been a huge part. Don Merritt out of Commerce, Texas has been a huge, huge part of this. Herschel Schultz is a Mission 22 representative down in Corpus Christi. He actually has an event. It's a bike event. Him and a buddy from Rockport Warriors is going to ride from Corpus Christi up to the state capitol and raise awareness for the veteran suicide epidemic. I think it's a 225-mile bike ride over the course of 4 days. So Warfighter, my 2014 Mustang, will be down there helping escort that, be a huge part of that. But we're always doing events almost every weekend December.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have we run into them out there, Miss Anna?
That's how we figured it out with the car.
Now, and here's something special. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh goodness!
I hope he's putting Anna on the spot.
Yeah, she got a boy in boot camp right now.
I do, up at
Great Lakes.
I went to boot camp.
Did you go in February?
No.
We had the record snowfall yesterday. I'm waiting for that letter. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, hit the grinder now. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's but
well, that's
yeah.
awesome. Congrats,
thank you.
Yeah, we're excited for he is a good boy. We're proud of him and proud of her for not breaking down yet. You know how these boot camp mamas are.
Oh goodness.
Well, I know when I went in boot camp, I was 18, and my grandmother wrote the governor of Kansas to tell them that I could not be sent to war at any given time.
Oh,
so
my goodness,
I know exactly
like
what you're going through.
I love grandma, man.
Yeah,
that's
grandma
great.
Was awesome.
That,
I have not done that.
Needless to say, I went met my first aircraft carrier in Iraq.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you were in the heat.
She how did she feel about that?
I'm not so happy.
Yeah,
I think she thinks the governor didn't get her letter.
Wrote the letter and everything. All right, Jeremy, thank you so much for coming and being a part of the show this morning. But everything that you're doing in the community, you and your entire crew, everybody that's involved, Again, it is the Warfighter Community Foundation. Look for them on Facebook. Jeremy Matherly. You can find him on Facebook. And your phone number again?
903-348-6229.
And an email address?
Jeremy@thewarfightercommunityfoundation.com.
All right. We appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely.
And you have a great day today.
Everybody out there, too. Have a great day.
Tell him happy, you know.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you and everybody else out there.
Yeah, I try not to tell fellas that.
Yeah, okay. So I got to do it. Thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.